Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to a podcast from The Edge. I'm absolutely fine, but mini.
5 minutes broadcast live from The Edge, the brink, the overwhelm, the vortex that slips into your feed every Friday.
Not that Friday feeling, but rather all the fucking feelings.
And just to let you know that the week is nearly over and there's only one more week to go before you have to get through the next week.
Oh God. Here we go. Hi, I'm Annabelle and I'm absolutely fine, but printer not found.
Oh dear.
My printer is not responding. Well, my printer is not responding to me. I spent most of the morning trying to make the fucking thing print. I turned it off and on again at the wall, which is the beginning and end of my technical wizardry. Then Emily did something clever to the Wi-Fi and then we thought, okay, we're good to go. Nothing. It just went dark until about 5 minutes ago, after hours of struggle and wrestle, it started to sort of whiz and fizz and it started to print. And was it printing the document I need? No, it was printing Emily's test document. So I can only conclude that my printer has favourites. My printer likes you more than it likes me. And frankly, I don't blame it. How are you, Emily?
I'm absolutely fine, except for I think that last week's sort of, you know, buoyant return, September new term feeling, et cetera, has slightly dipped. And I'm now kind of, you know, wallowing in a sea of chronic anxiety. And the reason I know this is because you said something yesterday when we were writing and I misheard it. And I feel like it's quite sort of apt in terms of what it says about how I am actually feeling.
Yes, you did. I was writing something and I said, oh, sorry, it's a bit of a stream of consciousness.
And I heard scream of consciousness.
Scream of consciousness. A permanent howl into the vortex. So your oppressive cheerfulness of last week has dissipated.
Yes, and I'm now just like everybody else, feeling like I'm clinging onto the wall of shit with my bare hands.
Yeah, living in the overwhelm, sitting on the edge, verge, brink.
So that lasted long. Thanks so much.
Scream of consciousness. That's a three-word horror story, isn't it? We've been talking a bit about three-word horror stories recently on social media and in our newsletter, which actually you can sign up for on the website if you would like to. But we thought we'd bend it.
Yes. So we thought maybe instead of three-word horror stories, we could try three-word happy stories.
I mean, this is not my comfort zone, the idea of a happy story. So are we talking about things that are a bit like, you know, recently we've been hearing about glimmers. So glimmers, listeners, are the opposite of triggers. Glimmers are, you know, rather than sending you into a vortex, into a scream of consciousness, they are about hope and even awe, aren't they? So give me an example of a three-word happy story glimmer, Em.
Can we reschedule?
Can we reschedule? Oh, when the phone buzzes, it's probably 10 past five. You can't cancel because you cancelled twice with this same person. Can we reschedule?
I think they might be the three most beautiful words in the English language, actually.
Yes, yes. Oh, God, yes.
But also, I mean, you know, like I said, these three-word happy stories are not going to be kind of, you know, free from negativity, because obviously we should be wanting to go out all the time, shouldn't we? To live our happy social life and thrive and be where the people are.
They're also not macro. They're not like lottery win incoming.
No. No, comes with chips.
That's one of your favourites, isn't it?
It is, because I really resent having to pay separately for chips.
You also resent having to share chips. When there's a communal chip situation, I see you get wild and swivel-eyed and you start trying to do calculations about how many chips everybody, you know, should be allowed and how many you can get away with having. You do not like to share your chips, which for a very, very generous-hearted creature is interesting.
Yeah, no, stay away from my chips.
Don't wear heels.
Oh, That is amazing. Like, no one is expecting you to dress up or stand up or walk far. Or, I mean, actually, no, probably are asking you to walk far. Is this good?
Well, I got asked to something which was on a, in a sort of building site. Someone was redoing their, you know, and it was just a bit dangerous to wear heels. And I stayed much later than I would have done otherwise. This was maybe a year ago when I was still trying to wear heels. I'm not sure I'd even try now, but don't wear heels. That's the definite glimmer. As is 3 for 2.
Ah, I love 3 for 2. Although...
Well, 3 for 2 with books or 3 for 2 with in the supermarket. Although the problem with 3 for 2 is that you could probably do with none for none. But the moment you see 3 for 2, you buy 3 for 2. So you spent the fucking money and the things you don't need. So it's actually deeply manipulative. So I don't know if I like it that much.
OK, what about unexpected tax rebate, which I actually have had?
Well, you see, I think I'm just about keeping myself out of prison when it comes to tax. So this is news to me. Have you is that not just a myth? Have you genuinely had how much for?
£1,000.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, about 6 years ago.
Well,
and it was
done,
to do
you.
With shifting tax codes when, which is like the world's most boring conversation, sorry. But yes, it did happen. And you get £1,000 from HMRC, which is, I mean, like, amazing.
Shifting tax codes is definitely a horror story. Definitely not a glimmer. I tell you, one of my favourites is I'll bring dinner.
That is such a lovely thing for people to do. Why don't people do that more?
Clearly someone finds you so pathetic and understands that you're literally way beyond your own capacity. They're asking you to, A, not leave the house. They're not even expecting you to cook. They will turn up on your doorstep with dinner. I mean, it's pitiful, but beautiful.
No, but it's also actually, rehack that thought as well. It's not pitiful. It's they're so desperate to see you and they know they can't make you come out and they know they don't want to ask you to cook, that they will just provide all of the services in one go.
You're right. Actually, love is woven through the fabric of I'll bring dinner. So it is a lovely glimmer.
That's a good one. Okay. Conversely, no people found.
Where does that happen?
When you airdrop.
Oh.
And actually, it used to make me feel quite sad, but now it makes me feel quite like cheery.
No,
you
just people know you're found.
No people found.
Oh, there lots are, of space.
Exactly. The idea that you're not sort of, you know, the problem with all the phones and technology and everything is that we feel like we're connected to everything at all times, except for your printer, obviously.
Yes, and even if you're sitting in a room by yourself, cyberspace is cluttered. Next door's Wi-Fi is registering. Someone's phone as they walk past is registering. There are people found.
Exactly. But when there are no people found, that is very good. Every now and then Zoom actually sends me a message saying no meetings today, which is also extremely nice.
One I like, which doesn't come up very often. It did quite a lot after COVID, but this is so brittle, is let's not hug.
Oh, do you know what? I'm a hugger. Okay. So.
I know, by the way, I know.
But the point is that anything at the moment that gives you permission, or rather that gives you guidance on what you have to do. I feel like we are genuinely all still a bit lost in what's acceptable and what's not. From everything, from greeting to socialising to, you know, have you noticed like everybody's going out all the time again?
Are they?
Well.
Or is that like what they say about the 60s? That the 60s was actually 3 people in a room and everyone else in London trying to find the key. And that's what the swinging 60s was. I don't know if everyone, there is the illusion that everyone's going out again, but let's not hug. I just don't want to hug strangers.
No.
I don't want to kiss strangers. I don't want strangers calling me darling. I just want strangers to be strangers. Just stay in your lane, strangers.
There you go.
Lots of love, guys. Have a good weekend.
Bye.